things I must repeat. We learned this morning that President Donald Trump will sign an executive order to reinstate service members booted from the military for refusing the COVID shot. Madeline Rivera tells us more.
The White House says this redress is long overdue, calling the dismissal of military members who refused the COVID vaccine wrongful. And this new executive order, given exclusively to our Peter Ducey this morning, directs Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to reinstate all members of the military who were discharged for rejecting the COVID vaccine, and they will receive full pay and benefits.
Florida Congressman Brian Mast spearheaded this effort.
And this, it wasn't just the military, it was other government agencies as well, where they were washing essentially conservatives that were raising their hands saying, hey, I don't want to take this vaccine. They were washing them out of government.
Colombian President Gustavo Petro swiftly backtracked on his refusal to accept deportation flights from the United States after President Donald Trump threatened tariffs and other measures. The White House confirmed on Sunday that Colombia's president had caved to all of President Trump's terms, including the unrestricted acceptance of all illegal aliens from Colombia returned from the United States, including on U.S. military aircraft, without limitation or delay. Texas Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz, who was among a group meeting with the president today, says this is what Donald Trump is all about.
It's unacceptable that the far-left Colombian government would not take their own citizens back. President Trump in the White House means making America strong again and making America respected again. And that's exactly what President Donald J. Trump did yesterday, is he showed that America, the United States is not going to back down, that we're going to send back illegal criminals to the countries and reappropriate them back to their countries, and the governments better take them back.
Border Czar Tom Homan warned that daily deportation numbers are set to rise in the coming weeks as President Trump's administration begins to expand its operations. Homan made the comments during a Sunday appearance on ABC's This Week with host Martha Raddatz.
We got military on the border, not only helping us with departure flights on military planes, but they're helping to build infrastructures.
So is this what we will see every single day, ending in what the president has promised is millions and millions being deported?
Yes, but you can see the numbers steadily increase, the number of arrests nationwide as we open up the aperture.
When you talk about the aperture opening, the estimates of perhaps those who have been convicted or arrested in the past, 700,000 to over a million. So after you do that, then you go after everybody who is there illegally.
If you're in the country illegally, you're on the table, because it's not okay to, you know, violate laws of this country. You got to remember, every time you enter this country illegally, you violated a crime under Title 8, United States Code 1325. It's a crime. So if you're in the country legally, you got a problem.
An activist is pleased to see Target changing many of its woke policies. Chris Woodward has more.
For starters, Target is no longer going to be participating in the Human Rights Campaign scoring system. Second, Target is announcing an end to its diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, goals. In a video posted on X, Robbie Starbuck said Target has had a major wokeness problem for years.
Change number three, they are concluding their racial equity action and change initiatives for 2025 and beyond. Change number four, employee resource groups are going to be expected to be focused on the core business, development, and mentorship, not wokeness.
Target will also be reevaluating all its corporate partnerships to ensure they're directly connected to their business. Meanwhile, Target is going to be changing supplier policy to where everything is on merit and not preferential treatment to so-called diverse suppliers.
It's just going to be who's the best supplier, the way that every business should be run.
Walmart made similar changes near the end of last year. Starbucks is among the people fighting corporations over such things and demanding they return to a neutral position where businesses make and sell things without weighing in on political issues. I'm Chris Woodward.
More news online at afn.net and download the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.